Welcome, everybody, to Your Daily.
At yourdaily.blogspot.com. I'm Tom.
In our basement. Oh, yeah, and I'm Dex. Tur.
Your Daily is a show slash website where I post
it's interesting things.
It is both. That's why I said slash.
Where it's I also post a sermon.
Where I post interesting things I find on the internet throughout the week, and then Dexter and I talk about them at the end of the week. Although this time, it's not the end of the week, it's the end of the Memorial Day weekend, so I'm still considering this the weekend.
But in reality, I count Sunday as the beginning of the week.
You do. And I still think that's
weird. Why would they organize the calendar like that if it wasn't?
It's still the end of the week, though, because it's on both ends. If you look at the week as being the middle, then it has two ends. So that would make it weekends.
Yeah, but we're talking the end like the end of it. Not the side.
I know, but I'm saying if you picture it as the first day of the week, then that means that it's the first on one end, and then Saturday's on the other end.
We're going by different definitions of ends.
I know. And you're going by different definitions of what a week is.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because you're saying you think of it that way, but other people don't necessarily think of it that way.
Other people are stupid if they don't agree with me.
All right, we have Dexter's something stupid for today already. Nice. Okay, let's move on to our first story, which is Free Music Archive offers free downloads under Creative Commons. So there's a new website out called Free Music Archive. And it's basically every MP3 you discover at Free Music Archive is pre-cleared for certain types of uses that would otherwise be prohibited by outdated copyright law. So basically, it's another site that offers a good mix of Creative Commons music. So you can go there and check it out at freemusicarchive.org and download and play stuff on podcasts or all that kind of stuff,
because
it's licensed to do so.
Oh!
So, I just thought that was cool, and thought I'd check it out, and I think you should too. And it's also, done by the people from WFMU, which is a great internet radio station website.
You know, that one simple letter, which is sometimes followed by an H, can express so many different things.
What do you mean?
The word O.
I see.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. All right, the next story is TVintros.com, a site dedicated to what it's called. This was actually really fun. I went to this and found a bunch of cool intros, but literally it's at TV-intros.com. You go there and it's a collection of videos for the opening segments or theme songs or whatever to, like, almost any show you can imagine. And it's all listed by alphabetical order. There was one that was on there that was a show I used to like as a kid, and it ran for one season. It was called The Man from Atlantis. And it starred Patrick Duffy, and he was a guy that basically was, like, from Atlantis. He was, like, a fish man. And I remember I watched it, and then it was off the air. And I remember lots of people around that time period were like, why'd that show get canceled? Truthfully, because looking back on it, actually, it was a really dumb show. But the intro is actually really kind of not creepy, but like creepy in the sense that I thought it was cool back then, and now you watch it, it looks like it's supposed to be like, I don't know, it's a half-naked man swimming around to like mood music.
Wait, didn't mean TV intros like the opening theme song or like how or like
that's exactly what I said when we started. Yes, like the opening
you
theme
said the
song.
Opening segments. As
I said, the opening segment or theme songs. I was
you didn't
looking
say
right
theme
at.
Songs.
Yeah, I did.
Shh.
But anyway, why do you ask?
Because I thought it meant like the opening or the intro is in like, you know, this is the dilemma that we will be experiencing this episode.
No. Intro as in...
Where is the laundry basket?
The intro. So you can check out a bunch of those videos over at tv-intros.com, which intros, to clear up for Dexter, means theme songs.
Oh?
Yeah. Next up is a website called WeatherFinder.
Oh.
Now, if you go to any site that has weather on it, you always get bombarded with tons and tons of crazy crap. And pop-ups and other things like that. This one's just a simple, like, you go to the site, which is at weatherfinder.info. And when you go there, it knows exactly where you're going or where you're showing up from. So it'll automatically detect where you're from and just tell you simply, here's the weather and here's your four-day forecast. That's it. Oh? You can search for other cities if you want, and that's what it'll give you. It's just really plain and simple. It's funny, though, because if you go there to the Madison one now, because originally when I linked to this, I linked directly to, you know, the Madison, what's the weather in Madison address. So if you clicked on this link from there, it would take you directly to Madison, which would screw that whole thing up. And the guy actually posted.
So if you clicked on it, you'd get in a car to Madison. Oh!
I don't really think that's an oh moment.
Yeah, I know, but you can say, I'm trying to express how you can say oh to say so many different things.
But the guy that started the website emailed me and was like, hey, this link is actually going to the Madison one, so people aren't getting detected coming from it. So now, there, if you go to the Madison one, there's a comment underneath it that says to type in your own city if you landed on this page, which is kind of confusing because I fixed the link now, and now it'll say that if anybody tests for Madison. But anyway, it's still a cool site. I like it.
Oh,
it's simple.
Chick flicks in 140 characters or less.
Yep. There's a basically a person decided that they wanted chick flicks to be explained in a Twitter format. Like, define an entire movie that's considered a chick flick in the amount of characters that you can Twitter. So over at lemondrop.com, that's exactly what went on. The quote goes on as saying, the whole point of Twitter, it forces brevity. These book smart tweeters took that idea and gave themselves a fun challenge. Summarize great works of literature in a sentence or two. Take that, Spark Notes. For example, Catcher in the Rye is in under 120 or 140 characters or less, is rich kid thinks everyone is fake except his little sister has breakdown. That's basically the summary of the book. You could do something like that. Like, you should do you should do a thing, because I know on your Facey Space page.
My Facey Space?
I love that commercial with Dennis Leary when he says, your Tweety blogs are your Facey Space pages. Anyway, on your, because you're always doing, like, you know, those note-sharing things on Facebook and stuff. I could see you, like, breaking down. Right, but I'm just saying you should do a thing with you and your friends where you do, like, break down books you've read in 140 characters or less.
140 characters is in, like, spaces included.
Yep.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Spaces included. Everything is considered a character. Anything that takes up space is considered a character.
Oh.
That's right. I think you guys would have fun with that. But anyway, this story was over at lemondrop.com if you want to read some more of those chick flick ones. Drop. Okay. The next one is
optical
really cool.
It's
okay. Stare at that. Stare at the writing in the middle right there. And when you do, it makes the dots that are in the picture seem like they're moving around, and it's a thing for, like, drunk driving. Basically, it's a bunch of advertisements that have optical illusions in them. And when you go to the page, there's, like, literally, like, 20, 25 of them, and they are all...
It makes it look like the orange ones are turning into yellow ones, etc.
It's supposed to make them look like they're going like this.
Yeah, my eyes don't work right then.
No, it's. I think it's because I shrunk it down. Here, actually, let me take you to the page. But this is, I got to warn you, we can't look at all of them for very long, because when I first went to this post, I looked at every single one of them, and by the time I was done, I was so nauseous. I mean,
yeah, but
I can understand.
Nauseous easy.
No, but seriously, this stomach. Is, you keep looking and looking and looking at stuff that's making your eyes go, and after about like 10 minutes, it's, ugh.
There's this one optical illusion they showed us in science where, like, you would stare at it for like a minute exactly, and
here, now look at him.
It would if you like looked your hand right afterwards. It, whoa!
You see that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. The
but
red
if you
one.
Looked
really
your hand right afterwards. Your hand would like, you know those things, the picture things where like, the thing in the middle stands out and the rest is kind of like stretched. It would do that.
Yeah. Look at that
one.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, see, now, people, you need to all go to this site. It's over at guano.com, and if you keep looking at them, there's like a whole just slew of them. The page just goes on and on of optical illusion stuff, but seriously, be warned that looking at more than one of those at a time is is pretty nauseating, but it's really cool. I mean, I actually got a headache afterwards. I even put that down there. These are really cool, but I think I got a headache now. I had to take aspirin after I was done. It was just like, doink.
Oh.
So, you can check that out. Now, this one I posted for you. First of all, I'm an avid Flock user. I use Flock to post to this blog and other such things, and I have for a while. Well, now Flock 2.5 is out, and it has a bunch of really cool new features. And this one I'm going to show you in particular. Man. First of all, they've improved posting to Twitter. You can reply directly in the sidebar now. You can post things directly to your Facebook. But here is why I think you would like it. Like we stated earlier, you like the Facebook, right? You kinda. Use Facebook chat a lot. You chat with your friends.
I don't use Facebook chat. I hate it.
You had it. You had three of them open when I came to get you to do the show.
Yeah, and I was talking to like one of the people, and it was for school.
Okay. Well, regardless, you use the chat occasionally, right?
Kinda.
Okay. Well,
usually to say go on IM.
I installed the new Flock browser. I want, and you know how when you're on Facebook, you get that chat thing at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Well, look what site we're on now. We're looking at the Your Daily page, right?
No.
We're looking at the yourdaily.blogspot.com page, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Look what's down here. The bar is built into the web browser. So you can be chatting and you don't have to stay on Facebook the whole time and you can chat with people. You can sign out of it, too, like I'm signed out right now.
Z-O-M-F-G.
Yes. So that's a pretty cool new feature. So the bottom...
M-F-G-Z.
So I have no idea what that means. Why is it Z?
I don't know.
Okay. So that way you have that built in at the bottom of the browser, so no matter where you go, you can stay connected to Facebook. I thought that was pretty cool.
It's bombastic.
I don't know why you don't care about this. I thought you use Facebook like all day. You don't use any other websites, basically.
I have it open, but I use other
I've
websites.
Never not seen you on Facebook.
It's because whenever you come in, I'm checking on it. I check on it like every 10 minutes.
Well, now you don't have to because this is built into the bottom. That's my point. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to sit there and sit on Facebook. You got your notifications right here, and you got your chat right there. So you'll be able to see your notifications and then click on them.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought you would find this more exciting than that.
I am, as described by... Oh!
Okay. Well, anyway, you can go download that. The new... there's a bunch of other stuff that's built in, too, but over at flock.com, you can get the newest 2.5 version and check out all the neat features. There's some videos that explain what it does, too. Now, soup.io, Soupio, is a nice alternative to Tumblr. Basically, this is another version of... or a Tumblr-like... blogging page, but it's called Soupio, and it's at soup.io, and it's got some really cool features for blogging right on the page, and you know you can also upload to it, and it's a pretty slick interface. So Soup is a Tumblr blog. They call it Soup, but it's at Soupio. Do you even know what a Tumblr blog is?
Nope.
That's basically how you would just blog things you see quickly, and like it'll if you update pictures to your Facebook or something, it'll put it on this blog automatically for people. You're not that into blogging. You just like the social part, I've noticed. So anyway, you can do more than just text. You can post links, quotes, videos, audio files, reviews, and events. It has a scrapbook, so you can make your own personal remix of the web. When you see something cool online, just click one button and add it to your Soup.
That's pretty rad.
It is. And I tried out one of them. I might sign up for one. I really do like Tumblr as well, but I don't know if this... I might... try both of them and see which one I like.
That's Boss.
And his Boss.
Bazooka Joe might get a movie.
Bazooka Joe might get
question
a movie.
Question mark, exclamation point.
On MovieLine.com, it was announced that basically the guy who used to run Disney bought Topps, which is like they do sports cards, and they also do Bazooka Joe. And he apparently has a script that's been written to create a Bazooka Joe movie. So what it
written,
says is...
I thought someone farted it out.
I don't know. But it's one of those things where it's like, it could be cool or it could be awful. Like, they'll make it like half 3D animation, half real person animation, and or real half real life, and it'll be just really
it'll
dumb.
Probably be
or they could... there are a couple of suggestions in this article that actually are kind of interesting, but... The part I have here is it says, it's called Bazooka Joe, a script commissioned by Eisner Torntente Shingle? I don't know.
What?
I have no idea what those two words are. To help pump interest into the Topps-owned brand. It remains to be determined if Mark Hammer's screenplay will somehow make Bazooka any less stale or preserve its flavor past its current 3-minute threshold. But that hardly compromises the fascinating nature of the project. On one hand, as THR notes, the comic adventures of Bazooka Joe and his ragtag gang have plenty of potential family appeal, unless you're a dentist, wah, wah. But the other thing they say, too, is, like, you know, what if they do something like, how do you get his eye patch? And do they make him, like, a tough kid? And I don't know. Bazooka Joe's been around for, like, years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Are you high?
No.
What was that? You were like, it's just the... Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to express how many ways you can use O to describe your feelings.
I see.
It's all right. Just so O.
So, you know, we'll have to see how this Bazooka Joe thing plays out. It's actually kind of an interesting idea. I just like the old drawings. I always thought those were cool, but they're not funny. So, that's our show for today. Yourdaily.blogspot.com. You know, you can join us as a friend on Friend Connect on the page. You can subscribe to the website.
Friend.
You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or any other podcast feed catcher.
Really, guys, if you just go to the site, this would make a lot more sense.
That's right.
So do yourself a favor and just come here.
If you have an interesting story as well, email us at yourdaily@drop.io.
I swear we'll post it.
Yes, if I remember to check it, because I just realized I forgot to check that today. So hopefully we don't have one in there. Anyway, we'll see you next week, and I'll be posting.